Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Garden City man was arrested Sunday morning on several charges, including aggravated battery.
Around 12:50 a.m., Garden City police responded to a call in the west part of town. They found a woman with visible injuries who claimed Joaquin Enrique Cancio Morales, 47, had assaulted her. He allegedly slapped her, threatened her with a knife, and struck her with a glass bottle. The victim was treated at St. Catherine Hospital. Cancio Morales was arrested and is now in Finney County Jail. I'm J.P. Bazette for the Kansas Information Network.
Governor Laura Kelly issued a verbal state of disaster emergency proclamation Monday over severe weather that impacted the state during the day on Sunday and overnight into Monday, with hail, damaging winds, at least a few tornadoes. The declaration activated the Kansas Response Plan and set into motion the plan to help communities in need. Newton and Russell were two of the hardest hit places. At the peak of the severe weather event, 93,000 Evergy customers were impacted. Damage is still being assessed. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
The month of May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. With over 5 million Americans affected each year, Norton County Hospital and Clinic would like to shed some light on the importance of sun safety and skin health. Whether you're enjoying a day at the lake, gardening in your backyard, or simply taking a walk, remember to wear sunscreen, protective clothing, and to seek shade whenever possible. Take these simple steps to reduce your risk and have a sun-safe summer.
KI in Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. We're just over a week until May 29th, the date players can take their name out of the NBA draft lottery and can maintain their NCAA eligibility. Kansas State's Arthur Kaluma entered his name in the draft back on April 24th, and Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIW on Friday and says as of right now, he still has a spot on the Wildcat roster if he chooses to take his name out of the draft.
I'm told Arthur Kaluma's on the clock. They're not necessarily saving a scholarship for him, so he does have a good chance to coming back to K-State, but has not made up his mind yet. And if they fulfill those scholarships, well, he's not coming back.
Conference tournaments for college baseball begin today, as in the Big 12, number 6 Kansas State plays number 7 Kansas at 9 a.m. from Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. You can watch that on ESPN+. And Wichita State is the 4th seed and will play 5 seed UAB at 9 a.m. in the American Athletic Conference tournament from BayCare Park in Clearwater, Florida, also on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Duke.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar-powered and plug-in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at valleyvet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We have a line of thunderstorms ongoing across parts of central Nebraska, pushing eastward. Those will be weakening here over the next several hours. Meanwhile, we have another system that's going to be pushing our way. This is a disturbance heading out of central Colorado. Also, a low-pressure system along the foothills of the Rockies. And a cold front that will sweep through that will bring us a chance of a few isolated storms across eastern Kansas here this afternoon. The chance will be fairly low due to a layer of warm air called the cap in the atmosphere. Drier weather is going to be settling in tomorrow. For today, scattered thunderstorms possible in northwestern Kansas with a high in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy, a few thunderstorms today in north-central Kansas with a high in the mid-70s. And scattered storms this afternoon in northeastern Kansas with a high near 80. Southwestern Kansas, sunny and not as warm today. Our high temperature in the upper 70s, upper 40s tonight. Sunny, breezy, and 90 today in south-central Kansas. Southeastern Kansas, a few afternoon thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather. Now, cattle futures tried to make a run higher Monday, but came under pressure as corn prices increased. It has been some time since higher grain prices impacted the market. Hog futures could not maintain the strength that they had earlier Monday, and packers were not aggressive. On the grain side, corn is lower this morning, reacting to the USDA planting progress report that showed progress as of Sunday night increased to 70%, only one percentage point below the five-year average. Soybeans were lower as products are correcting recent strength, and planting progress was a little higher than trade expectations. Wheat futures are lower this morning after Monday's very strong session that was a reaction to ongoing weather issues in major world production areas. This has been a check of the markets and of the weather right here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.